Father, we thank you for this afternoon.
为了今天下午我们在主的面前感谢你
that we can gather once more in your presence.
让我们再一次可以在你的面前聚集。
Lord, we desire to fix our eyes on you.
主，我们愿意定睛在你的身上。
Lord, we thank you for your presence with us.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Lord, we pray that this afternoon we'll be conscious of nothing and no one but the Lord Jesus.
让今天下午不见一人，只见耶稣基督。
Lord, do speak to us.
你向我们说话。
Minister your own words to our hearts.
让你自己的话能够来对我们讲说。
Lord, we confess to you, we need you.
我们实在需要主。
Only you can satisfy our hearts.
只有你可以来使我们的心得着满足。
And we thank you for your presence with us.
我们感谢你的同在。
And for your promise that you are with us.
也谢谢你的应许，你在我们中间。
We thank you, Lord.
感谢你。
In your precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we turn to 1 John chapter 4?
让我们打开约翰一书第四章。
We'll read from verse 7.
我们从第七节开始读。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神生，并且认识神。
The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
By this, the love of God was manifested in us. But God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him.
神差遣他的独生子来到世间，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了。
And this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子。
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样的爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
And let's turn to chapter 3 of the same book.
第三章。
We'll read verse 1.
第一节。
See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him.
你看父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。And
we'll read the first phrase of verse 2.
第一个部分，第二节。
Beloved, now we are children of God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。And
let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。Ephesians
chapter 2 verse
4. 第四节，第二章第四节。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us.
然而神 既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，
Even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved.
当我们死在罪过犯中的时候， 便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Verse
8, 第八节。
For by grace have you been saved through faith, and not of yourself, it is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。Not
as a result of works, that no one should boast.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。Now,
brothers and sisters, I'm sure by now you know the theme for this conference is brotherly love.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候我想我们都知道，这个大会的主题是弟兄相爱。
And this word love is a very common word.
这个爱这个词是非常平常的一个字。
But in the scripture, this love is a very special word.
但在圣经里头，这个字却是一个非常特殊的字。
Because we are told God is love.
因为圣经说神就是爱。
So if God is love, this word love, we cannot use it carelessly.
如果神就是爱的话，这个爱这个字我们就不能够随意来使用。
So this word love is one of those few words that most difficult for man to define.
这个词在人很难去定义它。
So one writer said that we can describe love, we can display love, we can try to explain love, but we can never define love.
所以有一位弟兄这样说，我们可以尝试着去解释、去表现什么是爱，但是我们永远没有办法为爱下一个定义。
Because love is a mystery.
爱实在是一个奥秘。
And even though we try to explain, we try to describe, even we are trying our best of describing of that love or explaining that love is still very inadequate.
尽管我们使尽一切的力量来形容、来描述什么是爱，但是仍然有它达不到的地方。
So we can see that the Holy Spirit, God used the Holy Spirit to write 66 books in this Bible just to describe to us what God's love is like.
整本的圣经66卷，神借着这些书来形容什么是神的爱。
This is a book all about God.
整本圣经说到神。
So we can say this is a book all about love.
所以我们可以说整本圣经说到什么是爱。
Now this is a book not just about God but also about man.
这本圣经不但说到神也说到人。
Because man was created to be the object of God's love.
因为人被创造要成为神爱的对象。
So from the Bible we see beautiful pictures describing, explaining to us, demonstrating to us what God's love is like.
所以圣经是一幅图画来描述神的爱是怎么一回事。
So in the Bible you will notice that the first two chapters and the last two chapters coincide.
所以你可以看到圣经头两章跟最后两章是呼应的。
Because in the first two chapters, we have a love story.
在头两章里头，你能够看到一个爱的故事。
The coming together of Adam and Eve.
这里有亚当与夏娃来在一起。
And at the end of the book of Revelation,
到了启示录的结尾,
we have an eternal marriage between Christ and the church.
你有看到基督与教会的一个永远的婚约。
And when that marriage takes place, then God ushers in future eternity.
当这个婚约开始成功的时候，神就把永世带进来。
So you can see the whole processes of all God's activities is to secure in the end that marriage between the Lamb of God and the church.
所以你可以看到神整个的工作就是朝着这一个基督与教会的结合而努力的。
Now right in the middle of the Bible,
在圣经的中间,
we have that small book called the Song of Songs.
有一本书叫做雅歌。
That is a song, that is a book, small book about a love between Solomon and the Shunammite.
那本书里面乃是说到苏拉密女与所罗门之间的爱情。
And so you can see the whole Bible is encompassed with a love story.
所以你可以看得出来整个的圣经一直包含着一个爱的故事。
Now John the Apostle, the old Apostle, is an Apostle of love.
这个使徒约翰他是爱的使徒。
So love is one of the key words in the gospel as well in the epistles.
所以爱这个字是在福音书里头也是他的约翰的书信里头一个重要的字。
And John 3:16, God used that word for God so love.
在约翰福音3:16说到神爱世人。
Now this word, in translation in Chinese we don't have the so love.
在中文的翻译里面没有表达那个那么爱世人。
Okay, now if you have read Brother Spock's book and that little book on God's great love, that little word S-O-S-O is most vital.
如果你读了斯巴克弟兄写的一本小册子，说到这个字的时候，这个 so 这个字非常重要。
Not just love, but so love.
不是仅仅提到爱，而是那样的爱。
Now John in his epistle, show us.
约翰在他的书信里面告诉我们
how God is ever seeking to share that love with us.
神是那样的寻找，把他的爱来向我们表达。
Now, you know, at the opening of the book of the Epistle of John,
在这个书信的开始,
we read that what was from the beginning, what we have heard,
论到起初生命之道, 我们听过的,
and what we have seen,
我们见过的,
and what we beheld,
然后我们手摸过的,
and our hands handled,
我们亲手摸过的。
Now, you can see here, there's a progression here.
在这里他约翰一步一步带进来
That which was from the very beginning
那一个从起初就有的
That which was in the very heart of God
在神心里头的
That which was in eternal past
在那永远的过去里头
That from the beginning
那一个起初
And Apostle John began there
这个使徒就从那一个地方开始
And then the next word he used, he said, we heard
下一个词他说到我们听过
That which was hidden, a mystery in God's heart, and now somehow we hear an echo somewhere in the universe.
那个隐藏在神里面的奥秘，我们好像听到了那个回声。
As though that heart is seeking for a relationship.
你好像能够感觉这里有一个寻找一个关系的一个要求
And so the first thing is we heard that small voice
所以我们首先是听到了那一个微小的声音
As that love intensifies drawing closer to mankind then John say we have seen
然后这个感觉越来越加强约翰说我们看到
Now many believe when John said I have seen we have heard speaks of his incarnation
很多的人解经的时候说到我们所听见我们所看见是乃是形容耶稣基督道成肉身
So when the gift of love comes to us we heard his words of love and we seen his acts of love
就好像我们的主来到这个地上的时候我们能够看见他也听见他的爱
And John went further he said we beheld him
并且我们还注目着他
Now in the original means we look at him we gaze at him we contemplating on him
我们注视在那里默想他
Because he is like us At the same time he's other than what we are
他又像我们又跟我们不一样
Because in him John discovered true love
约翰在他的里面发现真的爱
In him the apostles discovered what we long for They found in him
我们人类一直在科目追求的那个答案在他的里面找到了
Brothers and sisters, so they beheld him
所以他就注目停留在他身上
They contemplated on him
在那里思想他
Because his life mystifies them
因为他的一生使我们觉得非常神秘
Outwardly, he was just like us
表面来看他跟我们很像
But everything else about him was so unlike us
但是再仔细的话你会发现跟我们又不一样
And so the apostles fixed their gaze on him and tried to figure him out
所以使徒就把他的眼目注视在他的身上要把他看出来他到底是什么
Because this was someone they never seen before
因为这是一位从来没有见过的
His word never heard before
他的话也是从来没有听过的
And they were contemplating just who was this man
他们在那里思想他这位是谁
And when they found him When they stayed with that They discovered he was the Messiah The sent one of God
当他们在那里这样思想的时候他们发现他就是神所差来的那一位弥赛亚
And then lastly John said We handle him
最后约翰说我们亲手摸他
In other words The Lord is saying I'm here for you
好像主在这里说我来乃是为着你
Take me into you
把我接受到你的里头
I'm here to give you the love of the Father
我来乃是把父的爱来带给你们
And that love is seeking a permanent lasting relationship
在那个爱的里头，在寻找一个永久的一个住的地方。
Now when we come to this word love, love speaks of a relationship.
爱乃是说出一个关系。
You know, when you speak of love, you have to have the one and you have to have the other.
爱一定有一个是给，一个是接受。
You have to have the first person and the other person. The lover and the object of love.
有一个是爱的给的爱的，另一个是接受爱的。
Now, love is very intense.
爱是一个强烈的感觉。
You know, love will not rest until it somehow possesses the object of that love.
爱永不会停止，一直直到对方能够被这个爱所充满。
The persistency of love，
这一个持续性。
Love will pursue to the end until that object of love is possessed。
爱有一个能力，一直要追求到对方能够接受他的爱。
Brothers and sisters， that is God's love。
弟兄姊妹，这就是神的爱。
And many of us in this room, we can bear that testimony.
许多在座的弟兄姊妹，你能够为这个爱做见证。
We were not looking for him, but he found us. He looked for us, and he found us.
不是我们来寻找他，乃是这位神他在那里寻找，终于得到了我。
And he went to the depths to find us.
他到最深之处来找着我们。
Now love speaks of a relationship.
爱说出一个关系。
Now when that relationship established.
当这个关系被建立起来，
Love seeks to maintain and to preserve that relationship.
爱就 要保持 继续这个关系。
And furthermore, to deepen that relationship.
而且继续的要使这个关系更加深。
Now, in the scripture, we know in the Godhead within the deity, Godhead.
在神的神性的里面。
Now we shared last year in Long Beach that this oneness, this unity exists within the Godhead.
去年我们提到这个合一是在这个三而一的神的神性的里面。
And the reason why there was such oneness, unity within the Godhead, because within that Godhead there was a perfect love.
因为在这个神性的里头有一个完美的爱。
The Father, God, is the lover.
父神他是爱的神。
God, the Son, is the object of God the Father's love.
那么这个子神呢，是父神爱的一个对象。
And between them, they have the spirit of love.
在这两者之间有这个爱的圣灵。
The love within the Godhead was a perfect love or is a perfect love.
在这个三而一神里头，这个爱是完美的。
God is love, and the Son is the object of all God's love.
父神是爱的本体，然后子神是爱的接受。
Now, brothers, the reason why they can have such perfect love within the Godhead,
在神的里头之所以有这样的完美的爱，
because their love for each other is based on the other-centeredness love.
你会发现他们的爱乃是以对方为中心的一个爱。
It's always for the other.
这个爱是为着对方。
The Father is for the Son, and the Son is absolutely for the Father.
所以你在这里发现父为着子，子也为着父。
And you know, the creation, and including creating a man, was simply a marvelous display of God's love for his Son.
在整个的创造，包括创造人类，是把神的爱一个完美的一个表现。
Because everything was created in the Son, through the Son, for the Son.
因为万物的创造是借着他的儿子，也透过他的儿子，也为着他的儿子。
And Ephesians, we are told that God did everything according to his good pleasure or his heart's delight.
神因着他自己的喜好来做了一切的事情。
And we knowHis beloved son is the son of his great delight.
而这个喜好乃是这位主耶稣，他是父神的爱子。
And so all God's activities had his son in view.
所以神父神一切的工作 是以子神为他的对象。
Now, brothers, this love within the Godhead is a very exclusive love.
这个三而一神的爱是一个有这个他本身完全性。
Exclusive is just between the Father and the Son and the Spirit.
这是三而一神里面的一个爱。
And somehow in God's infinite wisdom,He wants to extend that love to include you and include me.
但是在神的无限的智慧里面，他决定这个爱要开始包容你与我在里头。
And that's why we find in the New Testament.
所以在新约
when the Lord Jesus came to this earth,
当主来到这个地上
，and when he went into the river Jordan to be baptized by John.
当他在下到约旦河被施洗约翰受洗的时候
And when he came out of the water,
他从水里面上来
A voice out of the heaven declare
在天上有一个声音
This my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased
这是我的爱子
Now this word beloved is a very unique word in the Bible
这个爱子这个爱是一个很特殊的字
The other book in the Bible that this word beloved mentioned most frequently is to be found in the book of the Song of Songs.
这个词用的最多的是在雅歌的里头。
This beloved, this word is used on a special occasion to a very special person.
这个词只有在一个特殊的人物在特殊的情况之下才使用的。
It speaks of a love relationship of the highest order.
这个乃是说一个爱的关系达到最高的层次
It's most pure
最纯洁
It's most complete
最完全
Now we are told This word beloved is not just God love his son
这个不是仅仅说父爱子
It means that God give himself to his son
这里乃是说父把他自己给了他的儿子
Because he loved his son so much He totally committed himself to him
这里表达一个他爱这个儿子把他自己完全委身于那一个儿子
Now, brothers and sisters It's beyond our comprehension
弟兄姊妹这是超乎我们所理解的范围
Somehow in God's love He chose us in his beloved son before even before the foundation of the world
我们没有办法明白在创世之前神已经在他儿子里头拣选了我们
Why he would do that it mystifies us
为什么他这样做实在是一个奥秘
That we were chosen before the foundation in his beloved
我们的被拣选是在整个创世之前就发生了
So one brother puts it this way
有一位弟兄这样说
Once we are in the beloved
我们只要在这一位爱子的里头
When we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ We accept him as our Savior We are in the Beloved God puts us in the Beloved
当我们来相信接受这位主耶稣的时候神就把我们放在他爱子里头
So just to give an illustration
打个比方
When Paul wrote his epistle to some of the saints in his days
保罗写了他的书信
He called those believers the beloved of God.
他称呼那一些收信的弟兄姊妹是神所爱的。
We often, we know that he wrote to them, he called them saints.
有的时候称呼他们为圣徒。
But on few occasions, he called those believers, saints, the beloved of God.
但是他有的时候称呼他们，你们是神所爱的。
Now, brothers and sisters, when I...was waiting before the Lord and I tried to meditate on this word beloved and we are put in beloved and the significance of that relationship is just overwhelming
当我在准备这个信息在默想这个词神所爱的这个感觉实在给我很大很大的一个感动
Brothers, do you know God loved you in the beloved with the same love that he loved his son
弟兄姊妹你知不知道当神爱我们的时候他的那个感觉就好像他爱他的儿子耶稣基督是一样的感觉
How he loved his son He loved those who are in the beloved The same love we share in the beloved
他如何爱他自己的儿子耶稣基督，他也用同样的爱来爱我们这些在基督里的人。
And that's why Paul dared to say that we were chosen in the beloved even before the foundation of the world.
所以保罗才说，在创世之前，神已经在儿子里头拣选了我们。
Because this love already began in eternity past within the Godhead.
这件事情是发生在许久以前，在神的爱子里头发生。
Before you and I were around, before creation, God already loved His Son.
在没有创造一切之前，他已父神已经爱他的儿子。
And in that eternity past, God already had this thought that through His Son, He will bring many sons to glory.
神在那个时候就已经决定要在他的儿子里头要带进许多的儿子来。
So Paul says, Paul even say, he said, we are accepted in the beloved.God accepted us in the beloved.
所以保罗说，我们在他爱子里面被神所悦纳。
Now, brothers, we are loved by God.
弟兄姊妹，我们是被神所爱。
Now, how does He love us?
他怎么样爱我们呢？
He loved us in His beloved.
他在他爱子里头来爱我们。
It's when we are in Christ, we are loved by God.
因为只要我们在基督里，他就爱我们。
Because outside of Christ, God had no love.
在基督之外，神没有爱。
If we are loved, it's because we are in Christ.
因为我们在主里，所以神爱。
Outside of Christ, we are outside of love.
我们什么时候离开了基督，我们就离开了爱。
Now, for instance, Paul, John also using some very interesting words in his epistles.
在约翰的书信里面，他还用其他的有意思的词。
Now, and even Paul used different words to describe love.
保罗也用不同的词句来形容爱。
Okay, the love of God, in some sense, is different from the love of the Father.
神的爱，在一个意义上来讲，跟父的爱还有一点不同。
God's love is, in a sense, universal.
神的爱乃是带有一个宇宙性。
God's love speaks of what God is in Himself.
这里乃是说到神本身他的属性。
But when we speak of the Father's love,
但是当我们来说到父的爱的时候，
it speaks of a relationship.
乃是重点在于一个关系上面。
You know, when you call somebody father because there is a relationship.
因为你称一个人是你的父亲的时候，这里有一个父子的关系。
That love is a very special love.
这是一个特殊的关系。
It's very special.
非常特殊。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
So when John used the word that God is love,
当约翰说神就是爱，
He used it in a general term, general way.
他是一个泛称的，
Because that's what He is.
因为神本身就是爱。
But when He says the Father bestows such great love to us, it speaks of relationship.
但是他如果说到父把他的爱放在我们身上的时候，乃是说了一个特殊的关系。
And He said, then we are called children of God.
我们被称为神的儿女。
It is a relationship.
这里重在关系上面。
Now this subject, I'll quickly share few of the attributes of God's love. Quickly.
我很快的讲一点关于神的爱的特点。
Because I think many of young people may want to know a little bit.
我想我们的青年弟兄姊妹应该知道。
Now we cannot define love.
我们没有办法为爱下个定义。
But we can describe it.
但是我们可以形容它。
But even our way of describing God's love is still very inadequate.
即使我们想形容神的爱还是不够完美。
But we must try.
让我们来尝试。
One of the attributes of God's love is totally uninfluenced by any outside factors.
首先我们说到神的爱的时候，它有一个特点，它不受外界任何环境的影响。
Your worldliness or your unworldliness does not affect His love.
不管你的配也好，你的不配也好，不影响神对于我们的爱。
Now, brothers and sisters, because that is His essence, His nature, He is love.
因为神的本身就是爱。
It cannot be influenced by anything.
所以不受任何的事情来改变这件事。
That is God's love.
这是神的爱。
Now, we are creatures of time.
我们是时间的我们被创造在时间的里头。
So we cannot be the cause of what was found in God in eternity past.
所以我们的 状态不能够影响在时间之前所发生的事实。
So he loved us not because he created us.
他爱我们这个事实不是因为他创造了我们。
Because before he created us, love already exists within the Godhead.
因为在他还没有创造之前，在神的里面已经发生这个事实。
Now the second thing about nature of God is that it is eternal.
第二个特点乃是说到神的本身是有 永恒性
There's no end
没有结
From everlasting to everlasting
他是从永远到永远
If God is eternal, therefore his love is also eternal
因为他是永远的所以他的爱也必须是永远
You know, in Psalm 92 we are told that from everlasting to everlasting he is God
在诗篇92篇说到从永远到永远他是神
And Jeremiah 31:3God said, I love you with an everlasting love.
在耶利米书31:3，神说，我以永远的爱来爱你们。
Now the other attribute of God is God's love is sovereign.
还有一个特点就是神是有主权的神。
He is not obligated to anyone but himself.
他只有向他自己来负责。
So he has the sovereignty to love whom he wants to love.
他有一个主权能够拣选他所爱的
So if we know God as God We have no ground to complain Whether he loves us or not loves us
如果我们承认神的主权我们就没有能够、埋怨说神爱我或者不爱我
Because he alone is love
因为他自己本身是爱
And he knows how to love in his own way
他能够照着他自己本身的、性情来爱我们
Because he's sovereign
因为他有主权
And oftentimes our problem is We want him to love us our way
我们的问题是我们要神照着我们的样式来爱我们
So when he is not loving us The way we want him to love us We say he is not loving
所以我们就有一个危机是我们如果神不爱我按照我的方式来爱我的话那么神就不爱我了
But God is sovereign
但是神是有主权的神
He alone is love And he can loveHe alone can love and he can love the way he wants to love us.
他能够照他本身的性情他的喜好来爱我们。
Now the next attribute is God's love is infinite.
还有就是他是无限的所以他的爱是无限的。
There's no limit and there's no end.
他没有限制没有底的。
It defies any measurement.
我们没有办法测量。
And that is God.
那是神
How big is God, so is his love
神有多大他的爱就有多大
Now the next is the unchangeableness of God's love
然后就是他本身是不变的所以神的爱也就是不变
And then the next thing we notice God's love is holy
然后神是圣洁所以他爱是圣洁
God's love never comes in conflict with his holy character
神的爱永远不会跟他的圣洁的本性来冲突
He can love sinners and yet hate sin
他爱罪人但是恨恶罪恶
That is something we cannot do
这个我们很难做
Oftentimes we hate sin in that person but we also hate that person
我们如果恨恶罪恶的话我们连那个人我们都恨恶
But God alone can distinguish the sinners he loves and the sins that he hates
所以我们看见神的能力能够爱罪人但是他不爱那个罪恶
you know and that's how we are told in Hebrew 12 those whom the Lord loves he disciplines
所以希伯来书12会这样说神所爱的他就要管教
and he scourges every son whom he receives
他责打每一个他所爱的儿女
that scourges means allow them to suffer pain
这个字的意思呢是神允许他的儿女来经历痛苦
Because God knows what he's doing
因为神知道他在做什么
Whatever he does, he has the end in view
他不管做什么他都有一个目的为他的在他的眼中
And then the writer of the Hebrew tell us it's for our good that we may share in his holiness
因为神他要让我们在他的圣洁的性情上有份所以让我们经历这些事
So brothers and sisters so sometimes you and I we go through very mysterious trials and tribulation inexplainable
我们一生当中常常有来到一些我们没有办法解释的一些事情一些遭遇
And we often say why
我们常常问为什么
But God knows what he's doing
但是神知道他在做什么
He has good in mind for all of us
他的用心乃是良苦的
And just to remind myself and our young brothers and sisters God can never do wrong
我也提醒自己也提醒我们的众弟兄姊妹神不会犯错误
That we have to hold fast to
我们必须坚持这个点
Seemingly outwardly as though he is doing something wrong But we have to believe he cannot do wrong
从外表来看我们好像感觉好像神做了错误的事情但是我们要坚持相信神不会错
Once you think he can do wrong then your faith is gone
你如果以为神做了错误的决定的时候你的信心就离开了你
Francis just hold on to the Lord
我们要坚守我们的信心
And don't be too sensitive to your circumstances
你不要被你的周围的环境的事情让我们信心摇摆
The other thing is that God cannot do wrong And God also cannot be defeated
然后我们要认识神是不会被打败的
Nothing can upset him
没有什么事情会让他改变
Things may upset you
事情可能让我们来改变我们生气了
But it cannot upset him
但是神不会改变
Because he knows what he's doing
神知道他在做什么
It's for our good
因为他是为着我们的益处
With glory in view
有神的荣耀在他的最终
结 And lastly God's love is most gracious
最后神是一个充满恩典的神
comes with favors
他来给我们恩典
and sometimes we Christians we are spoiled by God's love
我们常常被神的爱好像被溺爱了
we are blessed so much we are no longer thankful anymore
我们被神这样多的祝福我们好像已经不会感恩了
yeah next morning when we have eggs and toast we say well that's normal meal for me
每天的早晨我们有丰富的早餐我们说这个是当然如此
And if the toast got burned a little bit we complain
如果这个面包稍微过焦了一点我们就开始发怨言了
One of the testimony of a Christian life living before the Lord is give thanks in all things and for all things
有一个基督徒最好的见证乃是在凡事上我们能够献恩谢恩
That should be our testimony
这才是一个正常的见证
Now those are just a few attributes of God's love
这些乃是说到神这个爱的特点
That is what God is in himself
这乃是说到神本身他所是
But let's share a little bit about the love of the Father
下面我们来再分享一点关于父的爱
A relationship
这个强调的是关系
Love always seeks a relationship
爱永远是要找一个关系
True love always seeks for a stable, lasting relationship.
一个真的爱是在那里寻找一个长久稳定的关系。
Even on a human level.
即使我们来到人的层次。
But when God seeks to have a loving relationship with us, he seeks for a eternal, lasting, blessed relationship.
当父神来爱我们人的时候他在人的中间要寻找一个永远稳定的一个关系
How does God manifest his love to us?
神怎么样表达他的爱呢
We cannot define love but God's love can be displayed can be manifested
我们虽然没有办法为神的爱下定义但是我们可以看见神怎么样展示他的爱
And so Apostle John he said This is how God's love was manifested to us
约翰在这里告诉我们神用这样的方式来表达他的爱
Because he sent his son To be a propitiation for our sin Not our sin but of the whole world
神把他的儿子打发到的地上来成为我们的挽回祭这就是神的爱了
But that speaks of the cross
这个说到他的十字架
Cross is the means by which that relation comes about
十字架乃是把这个神与人之间的关系来表达的那个方法
Cross is the only way the means by which we come into relationship with God the Father and for him to come into relationship with us sinners
这个十字架是唯一的方法让我们这个人可以跟这位神建立一个关系
Because Christ is the mediator
因为 基督是这个中间人。
In him, he can bring man and God together.
在他的里面，他把人与神带在一起。
And he was called Emmanuel.
然后他被称为以马内利。
God and man.
神与人同在。
So, brothers and sisters, when we think about salvation of the cross, that speaks to us of the sacrificial love of God.
这里乃是说到神在十字架上的牺牲，这个爱。
We are saved by His love in His life.
我们因着他爱里面的牺牲来我们被拯救。
Now, God's Christ is God's love to us.
基督乃是神的爱对我们的表达。
Christ is God's life to us.
基督乃是神的生命对我们。
Christ is God's gift to us.
基督也是神的对我们的礼物。
Now, brothers, you cannot separate God's love and God's gift.
我们没有办法把神的爱与神的恩赐来分开。
And that's why John the Gospel, he said, For God so loved, and he gave.
所以约翰福音这样说，神是那样的爱我们，所以他给我们。
So gift, God's gift and God's love are one and the same.
所以你可以看得出来，神的爱与神的恩赐是一件事情。
We can say God's love is Christ. We can also say God's gift to us is also Christ.
我们可以说神给我们的爱是基督，也可以这样说，神给我们的恩赐就是基督。
The cross shows to us or speaks to us God seeking love to have a relationship with man.
在这个十字架就告诉我们一个信息，就是神在那里寻找一个与人的关系。
The cross speaks of God so loved that he was willing to pay that ultimate price to secure us for himself in that loving relationship.
在十字架上，神向我们表达他在那里寻找一个永远与人之间的一个关系。
So brothers, our salvation, the cross, the finish of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross is the beginning of that spiritual, loving, lasting relationship. It all began there.
十字架上神所表达的是整个与人之间的爱的一个起点。
That is the foundation of that relationship, the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的十字架也是我们整个与神的关系的一个基础。
Now, brothers and sisters, what is your relationship based upon?
弟兄姊妹，我们的关系是建立在什么基础上的？
Is it based upon cross and him Christ and him crucified?
是不是建立在基督与他的十字架的基
础上？ Or because of something else?
或者我们靠着其他的基础？
If your relationship with God is based on something else, brothers and sisters, that is not a relationship.
如果有任何其他的基础，那个不是正当的关系。
It is a counterfeit.
那是虚假的。
Sooner or later, it will fall apart.
迟早有一天要毁坏。
You will end up in big disappointment.
你有一天会失望。
Now, let's move to another way the Father expresses His love to us.
我们再看一点关于神怎么样表达父对我们的爱。
It is the fellowship that we can have with the Father and the Son and with one another.
乃是我们跟父子还有我们彼此之间的一个交通。
Our fellowship speaks of his abiding love.
神这个与我们同在的这个爱。
Our fellowship is in his love with his life.
我们这个团契是在这个爱里面的一个生命。
Is in his love with his life.
乃是因着他的生命而有的爱情。
And wherever his love is there, there's fellowship.
任何时候有这一个爱，我们就能够
Whenever there is true fellowship, his love is there.
任何时候我们有真的交通，一定有主的爱在其中。
Now, brothers and sisters, what is our fellowship based upon?
弟兄姊妹，我们的交通是根据于什么？
Is based on his love with his life or something else?
是根据于这一个爱里的生命呢，还是根据于任何其他的原因？
Or still our relationship, fellowship with each other, more or less on our background, the way we brought up, our cultural background.
是因着我们
长大的文化环境相同，我们所以能够交通，是这个原因。
Or is really solidly based in His love with His life？
是不是我们完完全全建立在是他的爱的生命的里面
？If it is not based in His love by with His life, brothers and sisters, I don't think we can call that a spiritual fellowship。
如果我们不是根据这个爱的生命的基础，那么我想这个没有办法来称它为真正的交通。
We can call it social, just socializing.
我们可以只能说这是一个社交活动。
Because we have something in common with each other.
在这里我们有相同的部分来交通。
That's right. And there are many groups, social groups, many gatherings. They meet from time to time. They seem to have a good time.
在这个世界有许许多多的这一些不同的社团，他们在一起交通有很好的时间。
The bottom is just what we want to call that fellowship.
但是我们不能够称那是真正的交通。
The fellowship we talk about in the scripture is always in His love with His life.
在圣经里面所讲的交通，完全是建立在这个爱的生命的里面。
Now the next is that as we grow in the Lord,
下一个，当我们在主里面逐渐长进
，if we can grow some measure in the Lord, it's all by His transforming love.
在这个长进的原因是因着耶稣基督的这一个改变我们的这个爱。
Or we have a life that's fruitful.
这里有一个能够结果子的生命。
It's all in His love. It's all by His life.
这都是主的爱与他的生命。
It is the Holy Spirit reproducing Christ in us.
这是圣灵在我们里面产生这一个生命的结果。
Because Christ is the first fruit.
因为基督是那初熟的果子。
Because only Christ in us can really satisfy the Father's heart.
因为只有主的生命才能够使父的心得到满足。
So if there's anything in us that is of Christ, it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
在我们的里面若有什么是像基督的话，这是圣灵的工作。
It is in His love, He's incorporating Christ into us.
是在神的爱的里面，他把基督组织在我们里面。
The cross is the means or the way by which often God expresses His love to us.
十字架是神表达他爱的一个方法。
And that's why sometimes we shrink away from it.
有的时候我们逃离开。
Because that is the means by which our self-life is being reduced and Christ's love is increased.
因为在那里，神把我们这个己的生命减少了，而把主的生命增加了。
Now, brothers, when we grow, and we say we are growing in the Lord, what is that grow based upon?
当我们在这里说我们逐渐的长大了，我要问的是，这个长大是根据什么原则？
It's because we have accumulated good biblical teaching.
是不是因为我们逐渐累积了许多圣经的知识
，or because our growth is really in His love, it is by His life.
或者我们这个长大是真正因着这个爱的生命而长大的。
You know, sometimes we are very confused.
我们常常搞混淆。
When we hear a brother who can pray a beautiful prayer, we say he loves the Lord.
我们如果听见一个弟兄他有一篇很好的祷告，我们说这个弟兄很爱主。
And when we hear a brother who can preach real well, biblically sound, we say he loves the Lord.
或者有一个弟兄他能够讲一篇很合乎圣经的道，我们说这个弟兄很爱主。
The bottom says that is not God's measurement.
我想这不是神对我们度量的方法。
God's measurement is not what we understand about Him, it's Himself, the measure of Him in our lives that matters.
今天神看我们，乃是说神在我们身上的度量有多少，这个才是真正的重点。
And even that, the increase of Christ is the work of love by the Holy Spirit.
那么，在我们里面这个基督的身量长大，这还是根据于神的爱在我们生命中的工作。
Because the Father loved His Son so much, and He loves us so much, He wants His Son to be fully formed in us.
因为神爱他的儿子那样的深刻，他愿意他的儿子在我们每一人里头成形。
And the Holy Spirit is faithful to that one task.
而圣灵呢，是非常的忠心的，把这样的工作完成在我们的身上。
And so if we are not yielding to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit grieves.
所以当我们没有来顺服圣灵的带领的时候，这个我们就让圣灵担忧了。
So Paul says, when we measure growth and fruitfulness, what is our instrument of measurement?
所以当我们在那里测量我们生长的情况我们结果子的情况，我们用什么样的标准来测量的？
Do we measure by the life of Christ?
是不是我们用基督的生命当作度量？
Do we measure by the work of love that he is doing in our lives?
或者我们是按照这个爱在我们的生命中的大小。
Now let's move on to another area. We all know that if we love the Lord, we grow in the Lord, we have to serve the Lord.
然后我们再来看，如果我们爱主，我们在主里面渐渐长大，我们自然就会谈到对主的侍奉。
You know, Paul in Ephesians 1, he said, we are chosen in the beloved before the foundation of the world.
以弗所书告诉我们，在创世之前，神就在基督里面拣选了我们。
But we have a wrong conception. We think we are chosen to be used by God.
而我们往往有一个错误的认识，以为我们被神拣选的原因是神要利用我们。
So we have the conception, say, He loves you, He chose you because He wants to use you.
我们就觉得神爱我们，神拣选我们，为的是要来利用我们。
That's partially true.
这是部分的真理。
But the primary purpose of choosing you is because he loves you.
但是真正主要的理由，神为什么这样做？他爱我们。
Because he wants to have the intimate relationship with you.
因为他要跟我们有一个密切的关系。
And the outcome of your service, because you are so one with him, you will sense something that's in his heart. You want to do it for his pleasure. That is service.
那么侍奉乃是因为我们因感到神是这样的爱我们，我们情不自禁的愿意来服侍他。
And so, brothers and sisters, our service must be in his love, by his love, and through his life.
因此我们的侍奉必须是出于神的爱，借着神的爱来发表这个生命。
So you know, coming to this conference in San Francisco to me is very heart searching.
每次来到这个旧金山的这一个特会是一个很困难
very heart searching.
是我要检查我的心。
Yeah, at least to me.
对我来讲。
Because it's so easy to think that if we can give a good message, we are really serving God.
我们有一个错觉，常常是，给一篇好的信息，我就侍奉神了。
If I have an eloquent and I have sound biblical knowledge, if I can present the scriptural truth in such a convincing way, then I have done my part.
好像觉得只要我能够把这个信息能够讲得合乎圣经，我能够有一个口才来发表这个感觉，那么这就是我的责任了。
Then if I sense there's a response from the brothers and sisters in the audience, my heart is elated.
而如果我甚至再加上有弟兄姊妹跟我说你讲得很好的话，那我心里面就很高兴。
Now the Lord's been really my heart, you know, I mean the Lord really searched my own heart.
主实在是在那里检查我的心。
So I was really troubled before Lord, do I love him?
我在主的面前战惊，我要问我真的爱他吗？
Is this because I loved him?
这个服事是我爱主的结果呢？
Or is just simply an obligation I have to do?
或者只是一个责任我必须尽呢？
When I do it, do I have you in view or do I have the Lord Jesus in view?
当我这样做的时候，是以你们为至终，还是以耶稣基督为他的最终点？
How much of our ministry we have man in view, work in view, not Christ in view?
多少的时候我们的侍奉，我们是以人为至终的目标，而不是以他为至终的目标。
But just, if you have some ministry in your local fellowship, what is the foundation of your ministry?
弟兄姊妹，在每一个聚会的地方，你们的服事至终是以什么为目标的？
What is the measurement of your ministry?
你侍奉的度量是什么标准？
Is your love for him?
是因着你对主的爱呢？
Or there are other things that attract you?
或者为着其他的动机你在那里侍奉？
So brothers and sisters, if we are love, we can never go our own ways.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们 是被爱的话，我们永远没有办法走自己的路。
You know, in some fellowships, people, saints, got together for so many years.
然后在一些聚会的地方，他们聚了好多年。
And particularly those who have a place in the service to the Lord.
尤其有一些弟兄姊妹在服事上面有份的。
And I'm sure you can encounter many, many difficulties.
我想你们一定有许多困难的经历。
I'm sure you've been tempted to wash your hands, say, I wish I go somewhere else.
一定有好几次你甚至想洗手不干了。
But love will not let you go.
但是好像主的爱就不放过你。
As though you have a sense in your spirit, if you leave that place, you die spiritually.
好像你有感觉，如果你离开这个地方，你属灵的生命就会死亡。
Love will not let you go.
因为有一个爱不放我们过。
And more than that, love keeps you there.
更重要的是，爱使我们保持在那个地方的事。
Because you need your brothers and sisters to learn the lessons of sacrificial love.
在那里，借着那里的弟兄姊妹，使你来学习这个牺牲的爱。
Brothers and sisters, servers must have love behind it.
我们的侍奉必须有这个爱在后面做我们的支柱。
And true ministry is the ministry of Christ. The ministry of Christ is the ministry of God's love.
真实的这个侍奉乃是在爱的里面把基督供应出来。
So, brothers, we need to be reminded again and again.
所以我们需要彼此来多次的提醒。
And to refresh our minds again and again.
让我们的心思能够时常不断的更新。
Because it's so easy to be caught up with just doing things.
我们很容易不知不觉就跑到工作的里面去了。
Miss the focus of our love is God Himself.
那么我们因着这个缘故而失去了那个真正的焦点，应该是神自己。
Now, lastly, the triumph of His love.
最后我们要来思想这一个神爱的得胜。
If you and I can somehow get to the end, somehow get to glory,
如果我们有一天能够达到神的荣耀，
it is simply the triumph of His love.
那只能证明神的爱最终得胜了。
Because His love gets us there.
因为是神的爱使我们达到那个最后的终点。
Just read Romans 8, the last few verses.
你把罗马书八章最后几节来读一读。
There's a list of impossibilities, list of things we avoid.
在那里有一个提到许多的事情使我们成为我们的障碍，是我们想要避免的。
A list of hindrances that will prevent us reaching God's ultimate goal.
这个清单是这些让我们达不到神目的的这些障碍。
List of great obstacles.
那些都是很大的阻碍。
Without and within.
这个阻碍不但在外面，也在我们的里面。
And then Paul said, in His love, we are more than conquerors.
然后保罗说，在基督的爱的里面，我们得胜而且有余。
And he said, there's nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
他多加强地说了，没有任何的事物可以让我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Thank God for His love.
感谢神他对我们的爱。
Our love, our life begins with His love.
我们整个的生命是从他爱开始的。
Our growth, our ministry is all by His love.
我们成长，我们的服事也因着他的爱。
If we can arrive at God's end, it's again, it's all by His love.
如果我们说能够走到最终点，也是因着神爱的结果。
So in the end, there's no one can boast.
所以我们明白这件事情，我们最后没有人可以夸口。
Paul said, if we boast, we boast in the Lord Jesus.
如果保罗说，如果我们要夸口，就夸口基督。
Now, brothers and sisters, isn't that we are our experience in this world? We face many obstacles.
在这个世界上，我们每天面临许多的障碍。
And sometimes you wonder, is there a way that I can arrive at God's end for my life?
我们在这个障碍的面前，我们常常彷徨，我们到底能不能够达到那个终点呢？
And corporately, we face the same problem.
团体也面临相同的问题。
You look at the fellowship, you look at the church, you say, how are we going to arrive at God's purpose?
你看看自己的聚会这个地方，或者看看周遭我们不同的教会，我们怎么能够那一天能够达到那个目的呢？
And no wonder the book of Jude, his encouragement is say, dwell in God's love.
所以犹大叔鼓励他的圣徒们说，我们应该住在神的爱里。
And John the Apostle, this word abiding, he mentioned very, very frequently.
在约翰的书信里面，这一个住在主里这个住字也用了很多次。
The secret of our spiritual growth, the secret of our ministry, the secret of our arriving at God's end is in that one word, abide.
整个我们属灵的成长，我们在属灵里头的侍奉，我们最终能够达到神的目的，那个秘密是在这个字住这个字。
Abide in God is abide in love.
住在神里就是住在神的爱里。
And he will get us there.
他就能够保守我们到底。
This past 2 weeks I received a new translation of the Bible by the American Bible Society.
这两个礼拜前我收到一本从圣经公会给我的一本圣经。
And I quickly glanced through John the Epistle.
我很快读到那个格林多约翰一书。
And as I was looking through, I couldn't find that word abide.
在这个新的翻译里面，好像我们找不到这个词，住这个词。
But they have a very beautiful substitute.
它有另外一个字来代替。
It's using one with him or one in him.
它用一这个字。
You abide with him means one with him.
住在主里面意思就是说我们与他合一。
Abide in him means one in him. One in us, one in him.
我们在他的里面合为一。
What is it?That is the union of life through the Holy Spirit.
这个乃是与主合一在圣灵里面做成的。
And that is the secret of abiding.
这是秘密。
That is the joy of abiding.
这也是在主里住在主里的一个喜乐。
And brothers and sisters, briefly, what I shared this afternoon to me.This to myself is very heart searching.
今天下午我跟弟兄姊妹来交通这一件这个真理的时候，也是我里面有一个很深的寻求。
We all know that we begin our Christian life by the love of God.
我们都知道，我们生命的开始乃是因为神的爱。
But balance is our growth based on that same love.
但是我们的成长。是不是还是根据于这个相同的爱呢？
Is our fellowship based on that same love?
我们的交通是不是也因着同样的爱呢？
Is our ministry based on that same love?
我们的侍奉是不是也因着这个爱？
If our fellowship, our growth, our ministry is based on that same love.
如果我们的交通、我们的成长、我们的团契是因着这个爱的话，
Then that love for sure will bring us.To God's end, that's glory.
那么我们就知道，这个同样的爱可以带保守我们一直到底。
Thank God for His great love.
谢谢主他的爱。
And Paul, John say, what great love He has bestowed upon us.
神怎么把这样大的爱来给我们
？See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God.
我们来看神父神把这样大的爱给我们，让我们能够成为他的儿女。
Now, when you read those few verses in chapter 3 of John,
当我们读到这个第三章这几节话的时候，
you can sense as though to be called children of God is to be something to be boast.
这里称为神的儿女，这是一个夸口的话语。
You know, if your father is a big man,
如果你的父亲是一个了不起的人物。
When you go someplace, you say, you know, I'm the son of so-and-so.
你到一个地方去说，我是某某人的儿子。
And brothers and sisters, we are in the beloved.
我们是神所爱的。
And indeed, we are the children of God.
我们实在是神的儿女。
Now boys, are we boasting that we are the children of God?
我们有没有这个能够夸口的感觉？
Or are you boasting some earthly ties and associations?
或者我们只是以地上的一些虚荣为夸口？
Or some religious good sounding relationships?
或者一些宗教的夸口的事情。
And I'm so glad our brother Christian in the evening just simply said we are brothers.
我们感谢主，我们陈弟兄在晚上的交通的里面提到我们就是弟兄。
Now are you satisfied with just being a brother?
你是不是以彼此为弟兄为满足呢？
Or you rather be called something else?
或者你要称其他的头衔。
And John, he boasts.
约翰
he took pride, he said, we now are the children of God.
约翰乃是能够看见成为神的儿女是一件何等荣耀的事。
And I just want to give a short illustration in conclusion.
在结束的时候，我要用一个比方。
There's a sister in our fellowship who loves the Lord very much. Now, when I say she loves, she really loves.
在我们的聚会里头，有一位姐妹，她真的非常爱主。
Because it's not just in words, but in demonstration. We all touched by her love.
她不但是在话语上能够表达她的爱，她在行动上更能够表达。
She's not a Chinese.
她还不是一个中国人。
She's American.
她是一个美国的姊妹。
But she loved our Chinese brothers so dearly.
她实在爱这些中国的弟兄姊妹们。
So whenever one of the Chinese sisters didn't show up on the Lord's Day, that week she will write a note.
任何时候有一位姐妹没有主日没有来聚会，她一定要写一封一个短的信给她。
To find out is anything wrong.
她会问候有任何的难处吗？
And she will quote scriptures to comfort that person's heart.
她会用主的话来安慰那位姐妹。
But once she told us when she was a young child,
因为她说她当她自己年少的时候。
And she has to walk to school in the old days, they walked to school.
她要走路去上学。
And on her way to school, one of the houses along the way, they have a big, huge door.
在这个去学校路上有一家人有一只狗。
That's right. She always very fearful walking through that because that dog would bark and sort of more or less chasing after her.
她每次过那个房子的时候就害怕。
So I think she confided her fear with her mother.
她就把这个害怕的事告诉她妈妈。
And they pray.
她们就一起祷告。
And then that morning when she went to school, the mother simply reminded Esther, she said, Esther, remember you're the child of the king.
Child of
the king.
所以她的母亲就提醒她说你是王的女儿。
And so when she was approaching that huge dog,
所以她竟要来到这个大狗的面前。
She reminding herself, he said, Esther, I am the child of the king.
所以她就提醒自己我是王的女儿。
I am child of the king.
我是王的女儿。
And then when she approached that house and that big dog, that dog became a pussycat.
当他这样走过去的时候，那个凶的狗好像变成一个乖的猫。
Now, brothers, don't underestimate your relationship with your heavenly Father.
不要低估了我们与父神的关系。
You are not just a child of your earthly father; you are the child of the heavenly Father.
你不单单是你地上父亲的孩子，你更是天父的儿女。
You are the child of the King.
你是天父的儿女。
And your destiny is glory.
你的目标乃是荣耀。
Why? Because we are loved in the beloved.
因为我们在爱子里面被他所爱。
Thank God for putting us in Christ Jesus.
我们感谢神把我们放在他儿子耶稣基督里。
Shall we have a prayer?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for loving us with such great love.
天父，我们感谢你用这样的大爱来爱我们。
Lord, we are so small in understanding your love.
我们实在是渺小来明白你的爱。
And Lord, we pray that you increase our appreciation of who you are.
我们祷告乃是说求你增加我们的度量来认识你自己。
And bring us into a deeper experience relationship with yourself.
让我们能够与你之间有一个更深的关系。
And we can truly represent who you are on this earth.
我们这样就可以在这个地上来代表你自己。
A child of our heavenly father.
成为真正神的儿女。
A child of the great king.
是王的女儿儿女。
We give you all the worship.
你来得着我们的敬拜。
We ask in Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。